Children of Nyx. Episode 3, In Their Presence. I taste
metal,
iron,
ozone before lightning.
A 38.
Justice.
Revenge.
It was a bicycle. It was the sun.
Tonight, you'll buy me a drink.
The yellow orange of my sunlit dress.
Tonight at the Dauphin?
Pour your liquor.
Yeah.
And light your cigarette?
Smoke is breathing.
You're looking for that girl.
I was.
You found her?
You want a history of ligature?
No.
All the gory details. Feel my last breath.
What do you need me for?
You even want to know what death smells like. You won't get it from me. Go make friends at a morgue.
This one time Booth and I were at the beach and these two girls and he spent the whole night cuddling up with one of them and I hear them, you know, me and the other girl, we go off and kind of give them privacy. I swear I heard them all night talking and kind of cooing over each other. Well, in the morning she was blue.
You know.
I never thought. I would never let myself think it.
Here I am ready to go, and there I'm gone. It's easy to look into your eyes and see. Now an empty spot, the air gathering. Around somebody and the world falls. Speaking for myself, I like these small ceremonies. The dark is like a lid.
Have you seen something like this?
Never. I've heard about it, though. I mean, I picked up this kid on his way to Los Angeles, and he said he was going there to be a star. They're taking the sound from Detroit out there, he said. This must be what he was talking about.
There's nothing you don't know.
Oh, don't be a smartass.
I'm playing around. You don't know what you're getting into.
That's what I like best. Uncharted territory. Unsure, impossible to know.
Like that girl down Wellfleet.
What?
That girl down Wellfleet?
Who?
You know who.
I don't know what you're saying, Cunningham.
You know what I'm talking about.
You've got a lot to say, huh? Names, places,
I'm just talking about what you said. Uncharted territory, you know?
I don't know. We knew exactly what the territory was when we were coming up with her. You more than me. You knew when you spotted her on the side of the road. You brought up her eyes before she even got into the truck. You're gonna sit there drinking your drink like we're friends and tell me you were taken by surprise?
Forget it. I'm just talking. I don't mean nothing.
Don't mean nothing? Like it was nothing? Talking about her hair, her eyes, her... If I were you, I'd think about what you're saying. Exactly. What is it you're saying? You might think you're talking about me, but really, it's you. I could talk about you, about what you whispered to me, about her, about the room and the motel you said you knew we were headed toward, but I don't hear you mentioning that.
What are you guys going on about? I thought we were here to listen to music.
We are. Cunningham was just saying what he'd do alone with one of these beauties.
Booth.
What the dark would feel like with them.
Do you see what I see?
Oh, I see them. I see them.
It's too much.
Don't let them take it from you. This night, their voices, it's all for us. Nothing between us but the dark. How about you, Winston?
What?
If you were alone with one of them, what do you think you'd do?
Me?
You? Yes, you, of course. Who am I talking to?
Come on, Booth, don't ask me a question like that.
Come on, Winston.
I don't like to talk that way.
Oh, Winston. So shy. Why don't you want to share?
It's not, you know, a gentleman doesn't talk like that.
You're a gentleman now.
I'm no gentleman. Just, you know, it's not a kind thing to do. These are sweet, pretty women. Let's just leave it at that.
Is that what your magazines tell you?
Booth.
Winston. You really think you're hiding those things? I see all. I know all. What's your favorite one?
Forget it, Booth.
Forget it? Not a chance. What's it called? Just one. Give us just one.
Hey.
Hey, nothing. You're the one bringing up uncharted territory. Is he so pure? Young, innocent Winston? What is it? Dr. Lust? Stories from the night shift?
You're falling for it, Booth.
For what?
What you said. We're letting them take it from us, see? Fighting between ourselves.
Fuck you. You're right. Shit. Okay. Sorry, Win. Really.
Don't. I'm too much of a prude. It's all right. I just... You know, I...
Look, I'm saying I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry? I'm a jackass.
I feel like I need to have my secrets, you know, and...
And?
You know, I look at you and I wish I could be half as hip with women as you.
Ah, Wayne. I wish you could too.
Fuck. All right, come on. Another drink, okay? For us, I'll buy.
No, it's me. I'm getting this round.
I don't give a shit as long as it's not me.
I'm going.
Oh, shit.
Is that...
That's Winston buying a woman a drink.
No, that's Winston buying a detective a drink. And now they're talking. And smiling. And... She's still there looking. Please.
What is happening?
Here he comes. Whoa! I'm speechless.
Okay. Okay. She let me buy her a drink.
Is it a full moon?
All right, let's not both be me.
It's fine, you're right. I mean, I don't know what happened.
And what's happening next?
She's joining us.
Now?
Later at the motel.
What?
Winston!
Is that a good idea? I'm not sure.
I think it's a super idea.
We'll never see her again.
I bet we do. I'll bet we do.
Thank you.
You sing all over?
Yeah. We're headed down to a resort in Aquina.
Do you sing the same songs everywhere?
No, we change it up depending on where we're booked. You know, some ballads, some standards, some original stuff.
What are your standards?
Moon River. They all love that one.
Why Don't You Do Right?
Oh, I like that one. How about Lovesick Blues?
We used to do that one. Now we do I Go Walking After Midnight.
Any originals we didn't hear?
You want us to list everything?
Now, come on. Don't break old Cunningham's heart. He just wants to know a few. Give us your three favorites.
Only With You.
I Can See You Watching.
Come Back Tonight.
D. Ugh. D, you always want us to do that one.
He asked us for our favorites. That's a favorite for me.
We hardly do that one anymore. If she had her way, we'd do it forever.
It's a great song.
It's okay. Only a Paper Moon is a great song. You want to hear it forever?
Sing us one, huh?
All right. You all want a free show.
Come on, D.
Just one. They came out tonight and all.
If you do something well...
It's advertising. You'll all tell a friend, especially you two, when you're traveling.
Of course. Bet.
Really? What else would we do? You're the best thing to come through this town in forever.
See? All right. Let's give them a song. Shelley?
Dawn to Dusk.
Good one.
Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Destinies.
Down to Wellfleet. I've never heard of you.
You see a lot of music traveling?
Not really. I saw Billy Swan. That was years ago, though.
You saw Billy Swan?
Yeah. That was before he got big, though.
Booth and I, we go up and down this whole coast. Down the Cape.
You're truck drivers?
I am.
I'm a carpenter. But I ride with Cunningham up and down to do jobs all over.
You see a lot of the country?
This is part of it.
You like it?
Well, I love it. Cunningham.
There can be a lot of repetition.
You got that right. You got that right, but...
It can be beautiful.
You have to know how to pace yourself. Break up the monotony.
You're more successful at it than me.
Come on.
There probably isn't a heart you haven't broken in New England.
Well, well, Booth.
Now you're telling tales.
And you do that toothpick trick.
What?
What do you mean, and I do the toothpick trick? What's one thing got to do with another?
I mean, it's a hideous trick, but when you do it, it almost always gets a giggle or a high-pitched squeal with a smile after.
What's the toothpick trick?
I'm not ashamed. Do you want to see?
Of course. We sang. You show us your God-given gift now.
Okay.
Please don't.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
The ladies have made a request. A toothpick, please.
Watch closely.
Sick.
You sing pretty good. Let's see you do that and get applause.
Actually, Booth plays guitar really well.
That's how you've been breaking hearts.
It hasn't hurt.
I've had it broken myself plenty.
Do tell.
I'll just say, in the war of hearts, I consider myself ready to surrender.
Boo. We want the nitty and the gritty.
How come it's all about Booth? What about you or these two?
Here's a question for you all then. This is what is really curious to me. I want to know, beyond anything else, what is the whole thing about?
What do you mean?
I mean, all this. War of hearts. I mean, any one of the men in this town. I saw you all from the stage, between the lights, with that same look.
What are you saying?
When you see us, you all look like you want to be with us. That's the point. I mean, that's how we know we've got the crowd. The men look like they own us, and the women look like...
they want to kill you.
Like they're glad to have the stage between us and the guys.
Well, that's it. I mean, you said it.
What?
To be feared by all men and loved by all women.
No wonder you're lonely.
Me? Not a bit. What I am is free.
What a thing to be.
Quiet. What's your name?
Winston.
Quiet Winston. Penny for your thoughts?
Just listening.
What are you hearing?
I mean, you heard it too. What could I add?
Don't play coy. You've been there listening all this time and nothing to say?
I think Winston has a lot to say. Don't you, Doctor?
What does the doctor have to say?
Doctor?
It's what they call me because of what I read. It's called Dr. Desire, Tale from the Night Shift.
I would like to hear about that.
So, in fact, would I. Do tell, Winston. Do tell.
Well, first of all, I want you to know you can go fuck yourself.
Winston!
What's wrong?
You know, fool I am, I think you're my friend.
Don't get weepy, please.
I want to hear what you have to say.
What?
Come on, Winston. What we've been talking about. What is it going through your head looking at us up there? I mean, the first time I saw a man look fixed-eyed at me, I was 12 and he was 25. All my life, I see the looks, but never sure exactly what you're thinking. Sometimes you say things, but I have a hard time believing it's what you're actually thinking. And then there's the silent ones, with their magazines.
He just wants to humiliate me. Well, good. It's done.
Winston.
I can't talk to women, okay? Fine. Good.
What do you mean?
I mean, I say a few things, take you out, maybe flirt a little, but really, I'm dead in water. You want to know what's in my head? As soon as I saw her, all I wanted was to touch her. Her skin seemed impossible. I wanted to prove it, feel it, see what she saw. How could something be so smooth, so much unlike me, and so much like me at the same time? Looking at a photo, I could catch her, hold her long enough to believe she could be real, to really see her mouth, her eyes, nose, arms, her tits. So that's what's in my head. And in Booth's, what about you? When you beat that man at the runaround until he spit teeth, what was in your head as you were hitting him?
What does that have to do with your dirty magazines?
Novels. They're novels. We all have some dirt on us, is what.
I was defending a girl's honor, if you must know. I'm not ashamed. And if you are Winston, that's your problem.
A girl? I don't remember nothing about that. All I remember is you getting turned down and dragging some poor bastard outside to feel all manned up again.
Well, we're already outside, so I don't need to drag you anywhere.
All right, you can make me a drink. Come on, Let's go. Our room.
Cindy.
Shelly, please. Please.
Go on. She can go have a drink. Let's the four of us stay here. See if we do one more song. Maybe get the last of the fire's heat, and then we can all go back. Have Booth make the rest of us a drink.
Dee, you know what you're talking about. I'm not trying to... Another drink. Maybe a gin, that's what I need. Let's all listen to our wise elder. Let her pass on wisdom. To your corners, meet back at the ladies' room, and come out drinking. It's such a fine night.
Sorry.
I meant...
Sounds good. Sorry we... Battle of Hearts, I guess. Winston, you know you can't take it seriously. That's your only foolishness.
Sure, we're just here trying to entertain. Cunningham's right. Shit. I feel bad. I should, and I do.
Yeah, of course. I'm just embarrassed, that's all. I should have just let what's gonna happen happen. Sorry.
What's gonna happen?
I'm ready for that drink.
The Children of Nyx by Noah Leposky. Produced by Cock and Bull. Directed by Chris Garcia Peak. Recording, engineering, and sound design by Mac Reich. Songs composed by Stephen Gowrit, featuring Meg Elliott, Andy Fleischer, Sarah Hecht, Noah Leposky, Eddie Karsh, Diana Lee, and Laura Reisinger. To read more about Cock and Bull, visit cockandbulltheater.org. Follow us on Instagram at Cock and Bull, that's Bull with only one L. Thank you for listening to The Children of Nyx. Please visit our website at cockandbulltheater.org.